آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد،
ما دي ريسبكت براذرز اند سيستر ان اسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يسترداي والحمد لله رب العالمين، وريتش ذا اريا بحضرة عمر الفاروق ميد ا بيس بروسس ويز ذا رومان ان بيت المقدس. Those who occupy بيت المقدس، the Roman they occupy بيت المقدس is surrender in the end. والحمد لله رب العالمين ان اوبن بيت المقدس without drop of blood. And the people there, all the soldiers and the power, the Roman soldiers, they surrendered and they had that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he made a peace with them with a condition. In order to make a peace with them there, he put the jizya. Jizya, it means the taxes. And they able. And also he sent the message to Eilat. Eilat is another city in Palestine called Eilat. He sent a book for them. Be a Muslim. No. Okay, if you don't be a Muslim, you have to pay the jizya, the tax. A lid. Israel now, they make an airport there, call it Mataru Lid, the airport of Lid. That is the place Umar also, radiallahu anhu arda, opened it Islamically. What happened actually to the leader of the Roman in this area, in Palestine? His name is Artabon. Artabon. His name is Artabon. He escaped. He escaped from Palestine and subhanallah, and he escaped to Egypt to stay in Egypt. And he remained in Egypt until Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu arda opened Egypt and part of Africa Islamically. So Artabon, he escaped from Palestine to Egypt. The one who used to act exactly to be the leader of the Roman in this area. The thing which I mentioned it before, exactly inshallah after the Salah, the Askofu al-Kanisa, the Church of Resurrections, call it the bishop. He invited Umar radiallahu anhu arda to the Church of Resurrections, Kanisatul Qiyamah. That is the place people from all over the world, they visit every year this church to pray there. That's exactly they said Isa alayhi salam used to be in this area. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he accepted the invitation. So need to stop in this. If any church invited me to go there, shall I accept the invitation? Absolutely. Because Umar radiallahu anhu arda, when he received the invitation from the head of the priests in this church, he accepted the invitation. Personally, I received invitation a couple of years ago from the church, the biggest church in Manhattan, historical place, and went over there, and alhamdulillah, I went over there for one purpose. Not to listen actually to the priest, but to give the da'wah, and I spoke there, walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he accepted the invitation from the head of the priest in the Church of Resurrection, Kanisatul Qiyamah. فأدركته الصلاة. The time of the Salah became exist. Time of the Salah to pray. Radiallahu anhu arda. Then Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he said, أين أصلي? Ask the priest where I can pray. Then the head of the priests, they said, pray in your place. Because for them, they don't have qibla, they don't have anything, they pray from a standing position. Exactly all of them, they standing from that. So pray in your place. Look what Umar radiallahu anhu arda said. قال ما كان عمر يصلي في كنيسة فيأتي المسلمون فيقولون عمر صلى هنا ويبنون مسجدا. عمر is not going to pray in a church because the Muslim after me, they will say عمر came here and they follow me and they pray as I pray. That's what عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه said inshallah ta'ala. Then they will take this place as a masjid. Because Umar al-Faruq, when he prayed in any place, As you know, he built the Rock of Doom, called Al-Masjid Al-Umari. He built it there, Al-Masjid Al-Umari. It's not in the Aqsa Masjid. It is far from Aqsa Masjid. It's almost like a quarter mile or half a mile. And he built his Masjid, called Al-Masjid Al-Umari. That is the place the Prophet ﷺ ascended to his Lord to Al-Mi'raj. Clear? طيب. But I have like another, because we have this. Umar, he said that Umar is not allowed to pray in a church. And I fear that day a Muslim will follow me and they will pray as I pray today. So he told the priest, the head of the priest, no, I am not going to pray inside the church. Then Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he took a place to pray outside of the Church of Resurrections, exactly like half a mile. He went and he took off his robe and he used it as a mat and he prayed toward the Qibla. Where the Qibla is? Mecca. Remember this. But I have another hadith, really. I have to be honest with you in the ilm. Umar refused to pray in the Church of Resurrections. But let us see exactly this hadith, inshallah, which exactly mentioned in Al-Bukhari. Brother Yunus translated for us, inshallah. And we'll see what Umar said in the other side. Because maybe sometime you focus on hadith, and this is not enough. In order to speak about, you have to speak about the whole chapter. What happened exactly after that? Listen for this hadith. Hadith al-Bukhari, the most authentic hadith. An Hisham ibn Urwa, an Abi, an Aisha, an Ummu Salama. Who's Ummu Salama?
The wife of
the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Abu Salama passed away, and he left 6 children for her. ذكرت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكرت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كنيسة رأتها بأرض الحبشة يقال لها مارية فذكرت له ما رأت فيها من الصور فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أولئك قوم إذا مات فيهم العبد الصالح أو الرجل الصالح بنوا على قبره مسجدا وصوروا فيه تلك الصور أولئك شرار الخلق عند الله. صحيح البخاري 434. تفضل.
In the chapter of to offer salah in the church or in the temple, narrated by Al-Bukhari, hadith number 434. It's narrated by Aisha. Umm Salama told Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a church which she had seen in Ethiopia, and which was called Maria. She told him about the pictures which she had seen in it. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any righteous pious man dies amongst them, they would build a place of worship at his grave and make these pictures in it. They are the worst creatures in the sight of Allah.
Hi. What do you understand from this hadith? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala idha mata fihim ar-rajul as-salih, when any righteous man among them die, what they do? They build exactly in his place, they build like a church, many churches like this. So he said, he described them ulaika shirarul khalq, they are the most evil amongst all mankind. From this meaning, actually, I need to be honest with you to tell you what Umar, he said in the other hadith mentioned in At-Tirmidhi. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he said, إن كان فيها صور لم يصلى فيها لأن الملائكة لا تدخل بيتا فيه صورة. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he did prescribe it. If the church has a pictures, crosses, haram to pray in these churches. رضي الله عنه وارضاه حسن حرام to pray in these churches. I saw some Muslim when they rent in Friday 2 hours in Friday to pray in a church, because you know most of the churches all over they are empty. They just open it one day only, couple of hours in Sunday. So the Muslim actually, because the Muslim are increased and they have Salat al-Jum'ah, they became in a big number. So they would sometime they go and rent this for 1 hour, 2 hour, as they did for Midtown Manhattan in 29 streets. For 10 years I used to give khutbah there. Alright? So they, because the masjid became small, they went and rent a church 2 blocks down or something like this. You understand? So what they did, when they found the cross, they covered it by curtain, or they cover it by towels or whatever it is. So the reason is, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, if you find in it, he told him, this is generally Umar, not allowed for the Muslim to pray at all in this church. He said, actually, if you find any pictures, any statues, because most of the churches, they have Jesus. Allah, it's hurt to me when I visit Spain. When I visit Spain, I went to actually to a place, I can call it Cordoba. Used to be the... Cordoba. Yes. So I visit this city because it used to be, has a beautiful masjid, historical masjid. And I went over there, they make a ticket. And I paid $10 for that ticket to enter to see. And I had, you know, it was in the winter time, it was in January, because I took to Spain to perform the Umrah. So when I shave, I became actually, I need something to cover. So I have like the hat in winter, I put it. When I enter, it stopped me, the guard. You are not allowed, actually, you have, remember, this is not a mosque anymore. This is a church. This is a church. I told him, Zaki, take off. I told him, I'm not going to take it off. He told me, though, you are not, this is the hat for the Muslim. I said, it's not a hat for the Muslim. I just have this to cover my head. It's too cold. He refused. I told him, give me your supervisor. I spoke with the supervisor, and I told him, so, and he permitted me to enter. When I enter, I was crying. They came in the Qibla, and they put the statue of Jesus, alayhi salam, in the Qibla. And they cover all the ayat of the Quran in the chamber, in the Qibla. They cover it because there is ayat and so beautiful and historical place. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. What I want to say, related to this, Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he said, if you have any picture, any statues, anything like this in a cross, haram to pray in this church. Other way, Umar radiallahu anhu arda, when he left, actually, because he left for that purpose. Because when he entered the church, because Umar radiallahu anhu arda, when he made a peace with the people in Palestine, Eli at that time, the priests, the Roman, whatever it is, he secured them with their churches. He did not order to demolish the churches. He did not order to cross, to break their crosses. He did not order to break their statues. So when he entered the church of resurrection, he found all of this. Then he preferred to pray outside like half a mile from the church by himself and group of Muslims with him. But if you don't find Umar radiallahu anhu on the other side, if you don't find anything like that, you are allowed to pray in the church. And I have to, based to this, the ulama are divided to 2 groups. The scholars, the fuqaha, they are divided to 2 groups. The first group of the scholars, they said it's haram to pray in the church in general. Picture or not picture, cross or not cross, haram to pray in the church. Who's among them? Shaykh al-Islam, Rahimahullah Ibn Taymiyyah, wal Imam Malik. Both of them, according to this, he said, it is a dar of kufr. It is a place of disbelief. It is a place of kufr. Because what they pray there, they pray and what? They associated partners Allah by the name of Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is that right or not? That's what they pray. Okay, Brother Yusuf can give us a detail about this, right? He has a background of his family members. So he said, by the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy. That means shirk, associate shirk. So therefore, the first group of the ulama said haram in general to pray in the church completely. Either you find pictures, cross or not, find anything, haram to pray, because it is a place prepared to worship what? The kufr wa li'auzu billah, or to associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, al-biyut, if you in order to pray in any place, has to be built for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only alone. Is that right or not? We do mention here something else. La, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Second group of ulama, they said, is makruh. They put it under the category makruh to pray in the church. And to be honest with you, that is the majority of the scholar of the Muslim. Except Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and Imam Malik. Both of them, they said haram. Because even if you don't find a picture, this place prepared for what, Shaykh Hassan? Is to what? To worship somebody beside Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jesus is not a God, as you know. And second group of ulama, they said it's makruh only. And makruh in Islam, as we're teaching here many, many times. If you find something makruh, if you avoid it, it will be good for you. If you do it, you are not a sinner. Makruh all the time. Sometime I give offer of food for you. Offer of food. As they give the Prophet ﷺ, they offer for him lahm al-dab. There is the animal, small animal in the mountain. The Sahaba used to eat it. Sahaba used to eat it. A small animal. Looks like it's bigger than a rat, less than a rabbit, and they call it dab. They used to eat it. When they offered it to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ, he did not say anything about it. He just pushed it. He just pushed it away. So he hate to eat this. But if you eat it, it's not a haram for you. But if you avoid it, you will be rewarded. That's what call it makruh in Islam. Makruh. In Ramadan, when you use the brush and the best to brush your teeth before you fast. During fasting period.
Yes.
He said it's haram. It's not a haram. It is makruh. It's undesirable to do it. Why it's undesirable? Maybe some of this flavored will go through and you break your fasting. But if you do it and you rinse your mouth very well, exactly, your fasting is still valid. Ulama said makruh is undesirable because they fear that maybe the saliva will carry the flavor and went to go through, and then actually you lose exactly. But it's not haram. And your fasting is still valid. So the second group of ulama and the majority, they said it's what? It's undesirable to pray in these places. Now, who said that? Ibn Qudama, Al-Hasan, the son of Ali, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the fifth Khalifa, Al-Imam al-Shu'abi, Al-Imam al-Awza'i. He said it is makruh. It's undesirable to pray in the church. But if you pray in the church, it's not haram for them. Because undesirable doesn't violate the salah. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? I'm going to come to you, inshallah. I'm going to tell you, inshallah ta'ala. Tayyip, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
So, when I'm praying in the church in front of Rabbi Akras or whatever, my niya should be what matters, right? I'm praying to Allah. To satisfy Allah, not to satisfy the cross or
church. Remind ourselves of Hadith al-Bukhari. Al-Malak la yadkhulu bayt fihi kalbun aw sura. The first ulama, they said it's haram to pray in this place because they took one evidence. And the evidence from Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in al-Bukhari wa Muslim. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الملك the angel لا يدخل بيت فيه كلب أو صورة. Never enter any house has two things, كلب a dog or pictures. And all of you, you know that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet mentioned that in another hadith in Imam al-Tirmizi. Another hadith in Imam al-Tirmizi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Atani Jibreel al-Bariha. Jibreel came to me. Subhanallah, I forgot to bring this hadith. Jibreel came to me yesterday. And he told me, I came to you, but I couldn't enter, Ya Rasulullah, your house. He told him, why, Ya Akhi? Because he was worried. The revelation doesn't come to him. He told him, exactly, I found outside of your house, there is an image of human body. There is an image of a human body. And then after that, inside your house, there is a jarw. Jarw, it means small dog. It was hidden under the bed of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, and there is a curtain. Aisha radiallahu anha arda, she put it in the curtain. She put it in the window. And this curtain, brimmed to in the curtain, there is a bird. Complete bird. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right away he entered. He found the dog and he took him out. And he told Aisha, Ya Aisha, take the curtain out. Because it has a pictures. She said, what we have to do, Ya Rasulullah? He said, use it and turn it to the other side. He used it as exactly a cover for the pillow. Cover for the pillow. Ulama took from this incident, took it. If you have picture for your child, picture for your mother, picture for your father, is that allowed? Yes, it's allowed, but with the condition not to hang it, but to put it where? In an album. Cover it with the album. Not to put the pictures of your wife next to the closet while you're sleeping to see exactly the picture of wedding. Subhanallah, you put the picture of wedding for her and you beat her and you give her a hard time all your life. La. So if you need to keep the picture, put it in the album. My baby, I have a picture for my baby. It's allowed, but don't hang it. So al-malak never enter any place has a dog or pictures or idols, statues. Somebody around the corner in this project, may Allah be pleased with him, he passed away, he invited me to one day. So I visit him and he told me, let's we pray the Asr together. I stood up exactly and said, Allah, I found exactly a big lion in the front of me. Lion, statues. Statues of lion. I said, exactly, Sheikh, we cannot pray here. Said, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, inshallah ta'ala. I will take it out. He took it out. Said, Allah, I found the picture of his mother. Ya akhi, Allah yikrimak. Take the picture of the mother. So how we deal with this? It's valuable. I bought it with a lot of money. What we have to do, Sheikh Lutfillah, come to the head and cut it. Bird, come to the head and cut it. If you have any picture of fish, for example, not allowed. Picture for a horse, picture for a lion, picture for any kind of your father, human, whatever, not allow actually to put picture. What you should do, take it out. So you cannot have any picture because the angel cannot enter any house, has a picture and dog. So if the angel doesn't enter your house and you pray, your salah will be written, you need the angel to report that you pray, right or not, if you pray in your house. Other way, if you don't care, put as much as you could if you don't like the angel, because if the angel escaped from the house, who will replace him?
Shaitan.
The shaitan. The second question, Sheikh Latfillah. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. You have a look at chat today?
But if the church is inactive, you said that the reason because the people are praying in the church cannot enter and pray. But if the church is inactive, but they still have the towering, because I went to the Turkey and the Hagia Sophia,
yes,
it has that, they have the, they never remove those things from the church. And they just cover them while they cover.
Why?
Yes.
Again, actually, the ulama are divided. The first group, Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Imam Malik, said haram because the place itself, even if you don't have pictures, the place itself prepared to commit shirk, to be exactly to commit shirk, because they're committing shirk, you are not allowed to pray in this place. You understand? You have to go outside and pray.
They only use it as a church.
No? Yes. The second group, and this is the majority of the scholar, he said, you pray in the church when the time is coming with a condition. The condition is what? No pictures, no statues, nothing at all. That is actually what the ulama, and that is the majority of the ulama. So if we find some people rent a church and no picture at all, they are allowed to pray in this church because they mention the name of Allah exactly.
But the statue and the picture, if they're covered, yes.
It's fine.
Is yes. It considered? Okay,
that's okay,
fine.
Yes.
Because you know, I prayed Juma prayer in Brooklyn, in a church.
Yeah.
For a couple of, you know, when there's a sandy.
Yeah.
Hadith Umar radiallahu anhu arda, that actually if you find pictures, you are not allowed to pray in this. If you don't find anything, you could pray in this church. That's why the second opinion of the ulama, he said you are allowed to pray in a church with the condition to be clean from all the shirk.
Covered.
Not allowed at all, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Barakallahu fikum. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.